Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's Dale Shannon bringing us back from the Wayback Machines. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're broadcasting live, as I've been doing now for 12 consecutive years, from the Insperity Invitational Champions Tour Golf Tournament in Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston. Having a great time down here, as we always do. The show goes on, though. We're continuing to march here with our new friend, Salvatore Buscemi, Managing Director of Dandrew Partners, and he is the author of Making the Yield, Real Estate Hard Money, Lending Uncovered. And Sal, thanks again for being here. Give us a website.
You got a special
offer for my audience, too, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, Jim, for first 20 people, we're giving away a free print copy of my book, Making the Yield, Secrets to Hard Money, Lending Uncovered. And if they go to that website, the first 20 people that grab those copies, we'll give them to them free. Do them today. We'll ship them out today, too.
And so give us the website.
MakingTheYield.com. MakingTheYield.
We can spell, Sal. Good job there.
Thank you for that
great offer. Hey, Sal, we're talking about real estate as an alternative. Not necessarily a replacement, but I wouldn't blame you if you did, but an alternative to stock. And just a way of diversifying. What is your general recommendation? And we talked in the last segment about small business owners making sure if they can possibly owning their own real estate, the real estate their business is in. And I'll tell you one other thing. Acquire your corners, your borders. If a piece of real estate on your border becomes available, figure some way out to some way to buy that if you can. That usually is a good idea. But what do you recommend, Sal?
I think right now I recommend people, they do get into real estate, but what we do is we have a different approach when we look at residential. We prefer to be private lenders. We prefer to be the bank, Jim. And the reason for that is because you get a higher return, and you also can put the money out for a short period of time, bring it back in, churn and burn, and put it out. And that's what we call the velocity of money. So we tell people to be a private lender, be the bank. And what that is you're putting money or you're pooling your money and friends' money into a loan that is a residential piece of real estate in your own
town. So you're saying as part of your diversification, make a certain amount of your money available to a pool of mortgage lenders like yourself?
Or they can do it themselves. And that's what we talk about in the book, is how to do this yourself.
Right.
Soup to nuts. And here's the reason why. You know, you could be a landlord, but being a residential landlord today is very hostile. There's always going to be a lawyer out there that's going to be tricky,
right,
and smarter than you and try to, you know, pull you over the grates. If you know what you're doing and you're lending to other investors in your area, you're in control. And that's something that you can't really put a price tag on at night when you're pulling the covers over your head.
So how do you go about that? What are the steps to go about that?
Well, you know, the first thing you want to do is you want to identify the properties that are available. And any realtor in your town can use it. It's quite simple. And banking's been around since the time of Moses, Jim. So this isn't anything new, you know, becoming what we call a collateral lender. And what you do is you basically say, hey, you know what, I have maybe not a lot of money. I have 10 grand, but my brother-in-law has 200 grand. And what you do now is you become sort of like what we call a mortgage portfolio manager. And you're making these private loans against real estate at a low basis.
But you got to make sure that you do it like the bank, though. You got to get the title.
Yes.
You got to get it recorded, and it's got to be locked up just like the bank.
Absolutely.
All the fine print and everything.
Yes. No IOUs to family, you know, to your you know, near do well brother-in-law or your sister-in-law. No, this is professionals, and this is how people are really winning today, because they're getting a higher coupon. They're getting that mailbox money each month, and it works. And today, Jim, you have to be financially self-sufficient. I think everybody really, Main Street in general, the whole world actually, today, because of these low interest rates, they're all in the equivalent of financial type 2 diabetes. And you have to do something about it now, otherwise you risk destitution as inflation continues
Do you recommend a lease sale type of transaction where you start people out with with a lease.
No, because we're not going to owner occupants. We're going to other investors. You ever watch those home flipping shows where they buy these dilapidated? They're getting private money from guys like me. That's what they're doing. There are private lenders out there who are sophisticated enough who are lending money against this. It might be worth $100,000 today, but they're not lending any more than 65%. So they're covered. So if they have to take that property back, they're not going to be afraid to ask for the keys back. And that's really the way wealth is done. Think about it. We're talking about Wall Street, right? And how these awful banks and everything like that. But the problem is, these banks are smart because they're not in the landlord business. The biggest buildings in every town across this great country, the biggest, tallest buildings all have the name of banks, not the names of landlords. There's a reason for that. And that's what we talk about in this book.
Right. Well said. So, so the book is called Making the Yield, Real Estate Hard Money Lending Uncovered. And give us about a 15-second commercial on your business.
You got it. Sure. Oh, on our business. Sorry, I thought you were going to go to commercial. We are a capital provider. We provide debt and equity to people who have found something interesting to buy in the commercial arena, business owners, professional investors, but they don't have all the money they need. And so, you know, we call it the 411. That's the first part of our business. So they found something they like.
Right.
Then they come to us. The second part of the business is what we call the 911 calls. And these are people who are professional investors, and the banks are calling their loans due because they're facing a maturity, or they just, you know, because banks being banks, lenders being lenders, they change their minds.
Salvatore Buscemi, ladies and gentlemen, DandrewPartners.com. Check it out. And thanks, Sal, for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you. Will do. Thank you, sir.
See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.